Okay, so when we moved downtown to our lot that we're currently at on the corner, I was like, what does it take to get a cluster box down here? I would love to have a cluster box. And I was asking around, and everybody was giving me feedback. Well, nobody wants it on their front. Nobody wants it on their property. That's the main problem. And I'm like, well, I live on a corner. I could care less if it's on the corner that I don't really face. And I'm like, well, I'd put it there. I'm like, well, what do I do? And so the first thing I did is I went down to City Hall and, Steamboat City Hall and asked, what do I do? Nobody knew what I was supposed to do. So the girl's like, I have to take your number and I'll call you back. But when I was talking with her, she's like, years and years ago, the city bought a whole bunch of cluster boxes that they had planned to install. And she's like, I think they're sitting in an empty lot somewhere. I'm like, really? Okay, that's interesting. So I left there. I can't remember because it's been so long, but I finally talked to somebody at the city who was like, well, I think you need to talk to, I mean, I got passed around for a long time. I finally talked to somebody in the public works department, and they're like, well, you need to get two applications filled out from us, and then you need to get a letter from the post office saying that they would deliver. And I'm actually pulled out my file. They handed me a right-of-way permit that I had to get filled out and an application for a revocable permit license. And on them, I had to get every utility, which makes sense, to sign off, gas, electric, and all that, to say where I'm putting it isn't a problem. I had to get a, whoever was going to install it had to be licensed. And I had to print out maps, showing where it's going to be. So I spent a long time running around to Atmos and Quest and Electric, and I had to have each of them fill out a paperwork that the city had given me. I finally got all that done. Then I went to the post office, and that took forever. I mean, I'm like, I go there and I'm like, the postmaster here, can I talk to her? I talked to her. She's like, well, maybe later, not now. I come back months later. I kept back and forth and back with her. Probably like again a year and a year into this process, I stopped by the post office again, and there was that woman. I think Sarah. I actually have it, Sarah, because she signed. She finally got me a letter. She's like, all of a sudden, she's like, yeah, I'll do it. How many cluster boxes? And I'm like, well, I don't know, maybe like 10 or 12. I'm like, how many do you allow? And she's like, yeah, I'll do it. And I'm like, can you email me a letter? She's like, yeah, write your email address down. So that went on for a while. I never got anything. I kept reaching out. Finally, somewhere along the line, she emails me one. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. So then I'm like, okay, I live in a neighborhood with a lot of elderly people and fixed income, and I'd already gone online to see how much a brand new cluster box would cost. And they're expensive. They're thousands of dollars. And I'm like, I'll never get my neighbors to all chip in for a cluster box. I need to figure out what that one woman, the receptionist, had said to me. So I went back to the city and I'm like, I heard there was cluster boxes sitting somewhere. I'm like, can I go see them? So they gave me the name of a guy, and it's out, if you go past the library, kind of where the school buses are, there's a big lot that's all fenced in. And the guy's like, yeah, come on out. And I'm like, okay. So I went out, he let me in. There is literally probably about 50 cluster boxes all sitting outside, filthy. They had beehives in them. Some had keys all rusted out, just basically rotting out there and were never used. It was like a huge taxpayer waste. And I was like, I mean, I'm like, can I have one? And the guy's like, yeah, you probably have one. He's like, which one do you want? And I'm like, well, I don't know. Like some had, 20 boxes, some had 12. Like I still never got the postmaster still never told me how many boxes they would fill. I ended up leaving there, and I didn't take it then because I still think that might have happened before I got all the paperwork signed. But when I finally got all the paperwork signed, I went back to there and I took, and the guy met me and I took one. I took the cleanest one I could find, and I put it in the back of my car, drove it home, hosed it out, scrubbed it down. And then when we went to install it, Danny Thompson, I don't know if you know him, but he said he would do it for free. He had a guy that could pour the cement. So we ended up just needing to pay for the cement to be poured. So I divided between all our mailboxes, and everybody pitched in and paid for the cement. And I walked around each house in the very beginning and asked them if they'd want a P.O. box. Some were like, I've had my P.O. not P.O. box, the cluster box. You know, some of them were like, I've had my P.O. box my whole life. I can't imagine getting rid of it. And I'm like, you're not going to have to pay anything. And they're going to deliver your mail, and you're not going to have to go to the like, I had to almost, you know, convince them and sell them on it. But I finally got everybody sold on it. We got it installed. Went back to the post office. I'm like, well, now what? Like, how does this work? And they're like, well, we have to have somebody come up and put keys in it. Like, the post office will come and, you know, put their own locks in it, take out the old box.
The post office out of Denver?
Yeah. So somebody, we had to wait for somebody to come out of Denver to put locks on them. But this is like, I had to keep going back and forth, because I was like, nobody had just like, this is how you do it, right? It was like it's like as if I was the first resident to ever do this. It was very bizarre. So they came and put locks on it. So I went back to the post office. I'm like, well, how does everybody get their keys? Like, how does this work? And they're like, well, give us a list of all the people you're putting in the boxes. So I went around again and like was like, do you want this? Like, you know, I need to figure out if I'm going to put you in this or not. You know, the post office had said, well, I said, some of these people might not want it. And they're like, well, you can't skip like lots. And I'm like, but what if they don't want it? Like, I'm confused. And so I ended up just doing it all myself. We have 12 slots. I decided who was going to go in each box. I went around and got everyone's phone number, put their address on it, walked down to the post office with my spreadsheet. I'm like, okay, here's who we're going to put in it. And I did skip some people. And I was like, you know, and nobody even questioned it when I went back to the post office. So then I said, well, how did they get their keys? They're like, have them come down. And all of a sudden we came down and got our keys and we had a box. But it really took about 2.5 years. Because I remember when I finally got everything approved, they were like, well, you can't put it in until May. Like, oh, I said, yeah, you can't, like, do construction in the winter. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so close. So now we have to wait till next May. So I think I started the whole process, like, in 2017. And it was, like, 2020 when it got put in. It was really crazy.
And do you get mail now? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was what was so exciting. We get mail now. We've been getting mail for a couple of years now. It's awesome. We all got rid of our P.O. boxes. We all get mail. We get our packages delivered. You never have to go to the post office. We finally have, which I don't know what you have, but when you have a P.O. box, like when you sometimes you'll plug in your physical address on a website to have something delivered, and they're like, it doesn't exist, because they're using the U.S. Postal Service database of addresses. And since we didn't exist on the U.S. Postal Service database, like they, you know, they'd be like, well, that address doesn't exist. I'm like, it does exist. It was always so frustrating. And then we got our physical addresses got put in the U.S. Postal Service database, and we could get, you know, we could show up on every website. It took a while to, like, you know, get through the system, but now I never have problems using my physical address. Well, now the sad thing was, for some other neighborhoods, the people who walked by us were like, well, how'd you get that? And I showed them my file folder of paperwork, and I explained everything to them. And I had one woman who lives around the corner from me try to do exactly what I did, and she got shot down. Like, the post office is like, nope, we're not doing it. So I somehow slipped in, lucky. Yeah, I was like so badly wanted delivery. Everybody else in the country gets mail delivered. How come we didn't? I just like never understood it. And I know now there's been problems with mail delivery in like Silver Spur and, you know, out in the county. And we have had no problems downtown. At least I haven't had any problems. It's been awesome.
Good.